You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is a globe? A globe is basically a model of a sphere, usually the Earth. It's a 3D model of the Earth or something else like the Moon. And because it's in three dimensions, length, width, and height, it's a perfect tool to study the Earth's surface. It can show political science with the countries, or geography with the location of rainforests and deserts, or geology, such as mountain chains on continents and valleys on the ocean floor. During the Middle Ages, many Europeans thought the Earth was a flat plane. What's interesting is that in ancient Greece, as far back as the 6th century BC, mathematicians thought Earth was a sphere. Most of their support came from observations, such as watching a ship disappear over the horizon, or noting that certain stars and constellations are visible in one country, but not another country further north or south. By the year 200 BC, Greek knowledge of trigonometry led to the first calculations of the Earth's circumference. Expeditions by explorers such as Columbus's four voyages to the New World in the early 1490s and early 1500s showed the Earth was probably a sphere. Europe was finally convinced the Earth was spherical when a 1519 to 1522 expedition started by the Spanish sailor Ferdinand Magellan and finished by his crew member Juan Sebastian Elcano sailed around the world. The earliest known European globe is from about 1492, but doesn't include America, since Columbus hadn't returned yet to Spain. It was a ball made of linen and wood, and the features were painted on. Later globes were made of wood, and printed strips of paper were glued on. Most modern globes are plastic or cardboard. The countries are printed on a flat disc or sections, but the image is distorted because the flat sections are placed on a warming machine that presses them into a hemisphere. This is when the surface images would then curve and have the correct shapes. The two hemispheres are glued together and then mounted on a stand so the globe can spin and tilted at an angle, 23.5 degrees, just like the planet Earth. A fun and messy activity you can do with the kids is to make your own paper mache globe. To make your paper mache, thoroughly mix 1 cup of flour to 2 cups of water. Soak strips of newspaper in the mixture and completely cover an inflated balloon. After it dries, add more wet strips of the newspaper. Do this about 4 times, and after the last layer dries, use paint or markers so it looks like the Earth. Well, we've just learned a little bit about globes. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, WBOI.org.